Yeah, so National Co-op Month, it happens every year in October. It's just kind of a nationwide celebration of the cooperative business model. So it's co-ops of all kinds, and we're just part of a larger community that we're celebrating this month.
For those who have not been to the Marquette Food Co-op, which is on the south side of town, what's different about the food co-op as opposed to, say, going to Target and or Walmart or Meijer?
Yeah, so the food co-op is collectively owned by more than 5,000 members of our community here in Marquette and throughout the UP. So that's unique in itself in that our community members own this place. We have a phrase here, we say, I own a grocery store with a bunch of my friends. So it's something that really sets us apart. And that too, we are really dedicated to bringing in local products. You can see that in our produce section. We have photos of all of our farmers up, and even in our wellness and on the hot bar and salad bar, everything, a lot of the stuff is being sourced locally. A lot of it is organically grown. So we're really dedicated to providing those really good wellness products and natural foods that, and even unique products that you can't find in a lot of other places.
Okay, so what's going to happen at 2 o'clock then?
So we're really excited. This is the first year we've done this. It's called Co-op Sweep. And it's based off the game show Supermarket Sweep. It was in the 60s and was rebooted in the 90s. So based off that, we did a couple rounds of challenges throughout the month. We had some hidden tickets throughout the store, which got people to round two, where we did a trivia testing their co-op knowledge. And then third, we did a scavenger hunt. So we had some riddles and clues leading to products throughout the store that our contestants were timed on solving those riddles and bringing the products back to us. And that whittled it down to two contestants. So these two contestants are going to have 2 minutes to run throughout the store and find all the items they'd like to take home. And whoever gets closest to $250 in their cart gets to take that home with them.
Okay, and this is actually going to be a spectator sport today, for that.
Yeah, absolutely. We are going to have a cheering section in the cafe. So we want to fill that up and get people really excited. So you'll be able to watch these contestants run around, and we'll have an MC, and we even have people hiding with bonuses throughout the store, kind of really making it that game show feel. So we want people there cheering them on.
Okay, Kelsey Dewar with the Marquette Food Co-op. Let's have a little bit of fun and keep it healthy too.
Okay, thanks, Jack.